Alright, we're holding on Tessa Madej's four lines from the bottom. Yeah, we're in the middle of discussing, well, we started discussing the whole issue of Kiddushim through Bia, the third method. That brought us into a discussion of whether Bia by itself is enough of a Kiddushin, or is there a possibility to say that maybe it requires something else as well, such as Kiddusha Keseth? Does it require Keseth and then Bia? That in turn brought us into the question of we mentioned actually there's two different psukim from which we can learn the concept of Kiddusha Bia. We had Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk Ba'ulas Baal, and we had Rabbi's pasuk Uva'ala. And we started discussing why we need two psukim for it. We went through according to Rebbe what he learned, all the various dinim that he learns from the pasuk over Allah. We learned from it the basic concept of kedusha bia. We learned from it the concept of that an amah hivriya is not nikna bia. And according to Rava, we also learned from it the fact that kedushin shalanim sur bia, that kedushin where there's no possibility ever of it coming to bia, are not valid kedushin. So now, right? Yeah. No, not you.
You're the second sister.
Well, that's not Yibum. But that's not Yibum. Yibum is between brothers. Okay. So Rebbe. So now, going back to Rebbe, hi, Ba'ulas Baal, my Avid Lai. What does he do with Rebbe Yechanan's Pasuk, Ba'ulas Baal? Answer is, hi, Mitoy Lai, that he needs this for, what we learned yesterday, Baal Oysa Ba'ulas Shalai Kedarka, Ve'enacha Oysa Ba'ulas Shalai Kedarka. The husband, whether he does be a Kedarka or Shalai Kedarka, she's considered a ba'ula afterwards,
as opposed to
anybody else, as we talked yesterday about the case of a naira b'sula ma'irasa, where somebody is ma'anister, where we said that person is chayiv skila and she's potter, or if it was consensual, then both of them are chayiv skila. But that if somebody else did it shaloi kedarka, Rebbe would say she's still considered a b'sula. Next question is, what are you telling me? Rebbe holds of that idea that somebody else other than husband that does it shalai kedarka, she's still considered a besula. Well, Tanya, but we learn a braisa which we quoted yesterday. Boala yudan hashem. We have a naira besula ma'irasa. 10 men had relations with her. Vadaini besula, and she's still a besula because all of them were shalai kedarka. Kulam beskila. The Tanakhama says all of them get skila because she is still considered a besula. Rebbe Omer ani. Rebbe says I say harishin beskila b'kulam b'chenek. No, only the first one gets skila. All the other ones, she's already considered, after the first one, shalai kedarka, she's already considered a ba'ula. And for a ba'ula, the penalty is chenek, not skila. So you see, Rebbe doesn't hold that there's any difference between the husband and anybody else. Anybody who had relations with her shalai kedarka makes her no longer a ba'ula. Interesting thing, by the way, I think we've talked about before, why Rebbe, we often find in Shas this expression that when Rebbe says something, he says, Omer ani, I say such and such. Why dafka him? I've seen various explanations on it. One interesting one is because we know Rebbe composed the Mishnah, but most of the time what it says in the Mishnah doesn't necessarily represent Rebbe's own opinion. It's the opinion of the Tanoim before him. It's the Mishnah of Meir, but also, in other words, Rebbe himself may disagree with what it says in the Mishnah, but the consensus of the Chachamim of his time was according to this opinion. So, okay, he has to go along with it and put it in the Mishnah. So when you have something where Rebbe wants to make it clear that this is his own opinion, then he has to preface it with Omer Ani. I myself say this, not that this is the Das Rabbim, which is the set as me because I'm the Nasi and I'm the compiler of the Mishnah. Anyway, so Omer Rav Zera, actually, Moed Rebbe le'inyan knas to kulu mashalmi. Actually, it's true as far as Mises based in that Rebbe would say that only the first one gets skila and the rest of them get chenek. However, when it comes to the paying the knas, which we learned back in Ksubas, that an onus has to pay a knas, that's to kulum shami. He would agree that all 10 of them have to pay, even though after the first one, on the face of it, she's not absurd, but she is still absurd because we're all shalai kedarka. And in other words, for that purpose, Rebbe would use the pasuk Ba'ulas Baal to teach us that only if the husband had relations with her shalai kedarka, then after that, there's no knas. But if any of these 10 guys did it shalai kedarka, and the husband had not yet done bia with her at all, neither kedusha bia nor afterwards nisuin, then she's still considered a besula, even though it's already been 10, even though it's already been 10 guys. So that's what he uses the pasuk for. Okay, the question is, my shnomik tala. Fine, talk of what's the difference. Why would Rebbe distinguish between what happens as far as chiyuv misa, that only the first one gets skila, whereas when it comes to knas, all ten of them have to pay. The answer is Chinese awesome. The Amakro Mesa Ishashachavimabadri. The difference is Rebbe would say there's a pasuk that says that if it was non consensual, if it was the man did it and the woman, the Naira Marasa, did not agree, then the pasuk says only the man who lay with her is killed, Levadri, only him. The word Levadri is extra. We know already that she's not punished. The next pasuk says, well, Naira Le Tata Java, you don't punish her because it was an oriness. Because she's forced, yeah. So he uses the word levadai to teach us that there's never a case where since the pasuk is talking previously about how you give skila to both of them or to him if it was non-consensual, then the levadai teaches us there's only one who ever gets skila. That's where he says, and therefore the other nine don't get skila, they get fenech. Yeah. Okay, for rabbanon my high levadai my apulei, fine. What do the rabbanon do with the word levadai? Since they say all ten of them get skila. The answer is Meboilu L'chidatanya. They use it for a different limud. The pasuk, the Braita says, when the pasuk says Umesu Gam Shnehem, that also both of them shall die, talking about where it's consensual. Ad Shiyu Shavim Ke'echad means they both have to be equal. Give it up Oshia. That's what Rabbi Oshia says on the side. What does that mean? So Rashi says it means that it means that both of them have to be of the age of Oinshin. Both of them have to be of the age where they're punishable by Beis Din. As opposed to if he was a gadol and she was a ktana, for example, then we wouldn't. Then the chachamim say we would not apply. We would not give him misa for that.
And the other tanaim, they say they would.
Well, that's one second. Rabbi Yoshi, is learning it from the words of Meisa Gamshneim. Rabbi Yonis and Amo Meisa Ishashirachavim Levadoi. Whereas Rabbi Yonis uses it from the word Levadoi. So therefore, he's using the word, so in other words, Rebbe would say that I need the word levadai to teach us that only the first of the 10 guys get skila, the rest of them get chenek. And what about, where do we know that Ad Shiyu Shneim Shavim, I go like Rabbi Yoshia, that we learn it from Meitzu Gam Shneim. The Rabbanan would say, we don't agree that you learn it from Meitzu Gam Shneim, we hold you learn it from levadai, therefore you don't have levadai available to teach us the case of the 10 guys, and therefore all of them get skila. Anyway, Rashi says Shneim Shavim means that both of them are Bnei Oinshin. Both of them are old enough to be punishable by Beis Din. Tosfos discusses that and says that that's not what it means. Tosfos says that soon we're going to have a Gemara that says that once a girl is Bas Shalosh Shanim V'Yemechad, if somebody is Mizana with her, then he's Chayiv Misa. If she's an Eishes Ish, he's Chayiv Misa.
When she's 3 years old.
As we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, that 3 years old is the cutoff point. Before that, The din is, this comes up in various places in Shas, below 3, the bia is not considered a bia lahalacha, because the sola chodrin, because the sola will grow back, whatever, but above 3, the bia has significance in halacha. So therefore, yes, if you have a girl who was niskadish at 3 years old or older, or she was niskadish under 3, whatever, but now she's 3 years old, somebody else is ma'anitzer, that person is chayiv misa, she obviously not, because she's underage. That for once she's 3 years old already, he's chayiv misa. So not like we're saying over here that it has to be that both of them are bnei oinshin. So rather, Tosfos says that what it means is when we say ad shiyu shneim shavim, Tosfos says it means that it has to be a situation where both of them have the same chiyuv, have both of them the same type of chiyuv misa. Meaning, not shavim in age. That's what Tosfos is saying. It's not a matter of shavim in age. It means, in other words, that for example, let's put it this way. In other words, again, I mentioned yesterday there's 3 different misses that you can have with an Eishes Ish. The default one is Chenek. If she's a Naira B'sula Ma'irasa, then it's Skila. And if she's a Bas Kohen, then it's Sreva. What Tosfos talks about over here is that when we say Ad Shiyu Shneim Shavim, means that both of them have to be subject to the same Misa. So it's true. Gadol Abal Akhtana, he's Chayiv Misa, she's not because she's a Akhtana, but he is. But that's fine. There would be, if she were old enough, if she were of age, and it was consensual, then she would be subject to the same misa as him. As opposed to a case where she would get one misa and he would get another, that wouldn't work. That's how choice was learned, yeah.
Shneim
Shavim means that they both have the same punishment, right. But not necessarily that they're actually both liable to it, because it still can be he's a gadol, she's a tana, but at least that if they were liable to it, it would be the same punishment. Rabbi Yochanan Heitzvarmana, like going back now to Rabbi Yochanan, who used the Pasuk Bo'as Baal to teach us about the concept of Kiddush Bia. Where does he learn all this? He used Bo'as Baal to teach us about Kiddush Bia. Where does he know this whole concept from? Heitzvarmana, like? The answer is, Imken Nichtiv Krava Ulas Ish. I agree we can learn this whole Svara about Be'ulas Baal, that only the husband makes her Shaloi Kedav. In other words, I can't agree with Rebbe. That a regular Naira B'sula Ma'irasa, that only the husband is capable of making her non-B'sula through Bia Shaloi Kedav. Nobody else is. If it was anybody else, then I could say like Rebbe, that only the first one is Chayiv Skila and the rest of them are Chayiv Chenek. Where do I learn that from, though? I say, because then if the Pasuk just wanted to tell us that, it could have said Be'ulas Ish. My Be'ulas Baal. Why does, instead of the word Ish, why does it use the word Baal? Shemam and Akauti, therefore we can learn two different dinim from it. One, that there is a concept of Kiddush Bia. And number two, that only the husband has the ability to make her a non-Besula, to make her a Be'ula through Bia Shalai Kedavra. Nobody else does. So we have in the end both Rabbi Yochanan and Rebbe have what they're able to do with the other one's pasuk. They have various lamudim that they can learn from it. So we're still left with that. Now that each one can use their pasuk to teach us Kiddush Bia. Iboilahu. Now they had a question. Shchilas Bia Koina or Yisoyf Bia Koina? Which stage of the Bia, we're talking about Kiddush Bia over here, which stage of the Bia creates the Kinyan, creates the Erusin? Now, we know, we learned back in Yuvamis that there is Hara, which we talked then, two possibilities, what Hara consists of. Either it's the Neshikas Aver, where the first contact of the male Yisoyd and the female Yisoyd, shall we call it. You have Hachnosas Atara, when the whole corona is inserted, and then you have Gemar Bia, the end of it. Which part is Koina? Nafkamina, then Sheherava, and the Nafkamina would be, suppose that the husband did Hara with her, or Pashta Yad of a Kibla Kedushin Me'acher, and afterwards she stuck out her hand and received Kedushin from somebody else. Now, you might think that it's talking about maybe that, let's say he did Hara, for whatever reason he didn't progress to Gemar Bia, they separated, and later on she went and received Kedushin from somebody else. Tosfos discusses over here, maybe not, because actually, what the Gemara asking over here, we know in the case of a Yavama, Hara is already Koina. We know in general, for almost all purposes in Halacha, Hara and Gemar Bia are on the same level. The only exception is by Shifcha Harufa, where Nus with the Shifcha Harufa is only Chayev and Karban Ashim for Gemar Bia. Everywhere else, Hara is the same thing. So meaning Hara is the first stage.
Yeah, but it's enough to call
it. It's enough already to call it Bia, exactly. So what's the Gemara asking over here?
Right.
So therefore, Tosfos distinguishes over here between the Tosfos gives a few answers, but one of them is that here we're talking about where he did Hara and then continued along to Gemar Bia, whereas the Gemara and Yuvamos and the various other places where we say that Hara by itself is enough is where there was Hara and nothing else afterwards. That's the difference. In other words, therefore, when we say over here Sheherabo Pashtiyot V'Kibla Kedush Me'acher, we actually mean it's literally in the middle of the act. He did Hara before he was able to get to Gemar Bia. She received Kedushin from somebody else. Because otherwise, that's the point. Again, Tosfos gives about four different answers to find for the difference between our Gemara and the one in Yuvamos. That's one answer. That's the first answer in Tosfos. Then there's other answers. Another one is what we're talking about if he specifically says that he wants to be koyner with Hara. If he doesn't say, then as Gemara is going to say now, we assume he's talking about he wants to wait for Gemar Bia. Tosfos brings the third answer. I mean, Tam says that, look, okay, fine. The Gemara didn't know at first, but once we have the limud that Hara is considered the equivalent of Gemar Bia, then yeah, you don't really have to ask anymore. And the fourth answer Tosfos says, brings from a missing going, is that there we're talking about that there was kedushin and then there was hara. Here we're talking about where the hara. Here we're talking about where the via itself. You're trying to accomplish the kedushin.
So we take it from Yevamos mainly.
For most purposes, we say that hara is the equivalent of gemar via as far as to make her also to a kohen. Let's say from what we learned in here. So it works by Yevama, it apostles or to a Kahara, apostles or to a Kohen. If the guy was apostle, it makes him Chayiv Misa, it makes him or both of them Chayiv Misa, etc. Here we're asking it specifically as far as Kedushin.
Even if she was a Psula and she still has a membrane.
Yeah, even because once Hara was done, for most purposes, she's considered already a Bola, yeah. So that's what the Gemara is going to mention. But here, wait. Inami, or here's another possibility. Because in other words, it's not just the just like we were talking about before, that if the husband does shaloi kadarka, but that's the thing. The same exerus of kosa that you have over there, it doesn't matter membrane, no membrane, or whatever. The fact that her husband did deal with her already shaloi kadarka makes her no longer a basula, even though the actual tokens of basulim still exist in their regular place. Same thing over here. If there was hara, that's the next thing. Gemara says, "Is inami the kohen gadol because kohen b'sula b'bia?" Or we can ask the question: what about we know a kohen gadol has a mitzvah to only marry a b'sula? Would a kohen gadol be able to do kiddushin with bia? If you say that hara is what accomplishes the kiddushin, fine. As he's doing the hara, at that point he's still a b'sula. Therefore, fine, he's able to do that, and then at that point already, then he can continue on to Gemar Bia. If we say that only Gemar Bia makes the Kedushin, well, by the time of Gemar Bia, she's no longer a B'sula. Not a Stira, but it would mean that a Kohen Gadol could not do Kedushin Bia. It would mean a Kohen Gadol would have to do Kedushin Kesef or Shtar. So what's the din? Amar Amen, Mishmei D'Rava, Kol HaBoyal, Dai Tzalak Gemar Bia. We can assume that when a person is having relations, he has in mind Gemar Bia. Therefore, we can assume that he only intends it to take effect as kedushin by gemar bia, and therefore, in the first scenario, it would mean that if she was makabel kedushin from somebody else after hara, that kedushin would take effect because his kedushin has not yet, and it would mean, in the case of the kohen gadol, it would mean he can't be makadosh. He can't be makadosh with bia. Ibaylo. Now they had another question. Bia nisuin oisa or erusin oisa? What is somebody who's Makadosh Bibia? Is that the equivalent now of Nisuin? Is it the equivalent now of the second stage of marriage, where now they're fully married for all purposes? Or maybe it's just like Kesef and Shtar. It only creates Erusin. There still needs to be afterwards Chupa or whatever to create Nisuin. Nafkamina, there's a number of Nafkaminas. Liyosha, there's Yarshin her at that point. Because when she's in Arusa, he doesn't yarshin her yet. Well, the Tamila, if he's a Koyan, can he be Matame for her? Well, the Hafer Nidoreha, can he be made for her Nidorin? By the way, a couple of Achronim asked the question, why does the Gemara need to ask what the Nafkaminas are? We know the Nafkaminas between an Arusa and an Asua. And they give a few different answers. One interesting one is that these three halachas that we're talking about, well, at least the first two, Yosha or Latamila, the pasuk phrases it in terms of that she's she'er or she'er b'sara or whatever. That's it. She's she'er literally means flesh. They have a close physical relationship by koyin becoming tummy. Kim l'she'er akarav elav by Yerusha l'she'er akarav elav. So you might think once they did kedusha bia already, there was that she'er, there was that physical contact. Maybe therefore at that point she should be considered fully in the surah. But that's the question. Maybe not though. Maybe it's just like it's just like kesef and shtar. Those only create those. There's no she'er yet granted, but she's still considered an arusa. Maybe here there may have been she'er, there may have been physical contact. Nevertheless, she's still only an arusa.
Does he have to ask her whether? She considers herself Mekudeshes.
No, we know she's Mekudeshes. He's telling her to begin with Harei Mekudeshes Ligabia.
Ah.
The question is does it go beyond Kedushin? Does it also create Nisuin? So, Iam Nisuin Oisa, if you say that Bia creates Nisuin, fine, Yosho Matamalo, Mason, and then all these things apply. The Yamak Erosin Oisa, but on the other hand, if you say that it only creates Erosin, Ena Yosho, Ena Matamalo, Ena Mason, and then none of these things apply. Mai, so what's the din? I'm going to buy a Toshma. Come, let's bring a proof.
Where do we know that? Yeah.
Well, we know. So in the various places where we learned in Yevamos actually all these things. We learned in you have to realize, I mean, nominally, you remember when we learned Yerushalmi, I mean, nominally it's only about Yibum, right? But we learned a lot of the basic dinim of marriage in there also. So we mentioned over there that the Rashi quotes it over here. The Narusa, the husband is not an Oinen for her. If he's a Koyan, he can't be Mekame to her. If she doesn't Yarshin her. And to be made for the Nadarim, he needs it. He needs to do, as we learned in Nadarim, in partnership with her father. He can't do it alone. As opposed to after Nisuin, he can do all those things. So, Amar Rabbi, Toshma. Braisa says, Ha'av Zaka, actually part of it is a Mishnah in Ksubas. Ha'av Zaka b'bita b'kiddushah. A father has a schus over his daughter, which is Kana or Naira, as far as for Kiddushin. B'kesef b'shtar rubia, as far as any of the three methods, meaning he receives the kesef, he receives the shtar, and bia, we said at the beginning of the Masechta, that if somebody wants to pay him to be able to do kiddush bia, then he has the right for that. He has the right for that, and also the Rambam talks about actually there's a pasuk that says al tchal bitchalaz noisa. The Rambam explains that basically what the pasuk is saying is a man is not allowed to go and say, you know what, since a guy is ma'anis, my daughter is ma'anis, or the father my daughter, he owes me money. Then fine, I have the free choice to start selling her off to whoever wants her for a one night stand. You're not allowed to do that al tchal bitchalaz noisa. But here we're talking about for purposes of marriage. Anyway, there's that. There's also that Bechlali has the right to give her, to do Mesir l'chukla, to give her to somebody who will bring her into the chukla for purposes of Mesir. Anyway, continues. V'zakeh b'mitziyasa. Also, the father is entitled to whatever she finds, over ma'isiyadeh, and to her earnings. He has the right to cancel her nedarim. Or makabalas gita, he can receive her get. Rashi says specifically if this was a divorce mina erusin. Because once there was Nisuin already, she's out of her father's rishus. Tosfos discusses it a little bit, and actually there's someplace else where Rashi himself seems to say differently that maybe even after she's in a sewer he can receive her get. Anyway. The Eina Ochel, provided she's not a begeris, of course. Once she's a begeris, she's for sure out of his rishus. I'm not sure. However, the father is not entitled to eat peiros of her nechassim while she's alive. Nisis, once she gets married, yes, to all of Abal, and the husband has all of these things. He now gains the right, well, not to a kedushin, of course, at that point. He's already married to her, but whatever. He is entitled to her mitziah and her ma'isiyadeh and so on and so forth. He has the additional thing, shalichol peiros b'chayeh, that he is entitled to the peiros of her property while she's alive. Katani knew anyway, Katani Diyah, but Katani Nisus knew anyway. The Braisa mentioned first that the father is entitled to the Kedushin Bekesev B'Shtar B'Biyah. Then it mentioned there's a separate case, Nisus, implying that Biyah does not create Nisuin. Because otherwise, what do you mean? He's Zakai in Bin in Biyah. Yeah. Well, that's, we have a Braisa. We don't have anybody who's arguing against that Braisa. The answer is still, though, Katani Nisus Ashara. Still, you could say when it distinguishes between nisus and previously, it's talking about when the previously was accomplished through kesef or shtar. Not necessarily to say, yes, maybe you could argue that. In other words, with kesef and shtar, you have two stages. You have the kedushin accomplished with the kesef or shtar, and later on the nisuin. When it comes to bia, maybe it all comes together. So that's what we're arguing. Maybe Kedusha Bia automatically creates both things at once, Erisin and Nisuin. Amar Rava, Toshma, come, I can bring a proof from another place, from a Mishnah, whether Bia is able to create Nisuin or not. A Mishnah says, Bas Shalosh Shana Miyamecha, Miskadesh is Bia, a girl 3 years old, or 3 years and one day, meaning full 3 years old, is able to be Miskadesh Bia. Again, the premise of this and all the rest of the halachas in this Mishnah is, like I mentioned before, that Bia with someone under three is not considered Bia in halacha. You'd want to take the guy out and give him a good test, but it's not considered a bia in halacha because the sulei achoyzrin. This is, by the way, the famous Yerushalmi that says on this that apropos of now it's an ibriyer that the Yerushalmi says that the Eibishter makes things happen in nature according to the psak din of the Beis Din down here. So you have a girl who was born during Adar, and she was about to come to her third birthday, and therefore once her third birthday is reached, end of Sadaa Chazrin. But if Beis Din decides that that year is going to be an Iber year, then there's a whole other month. And then during that month, the Sadaa Chazrin, Lakel Goymer Alai, the famous Yerushalmi. So Miskadesh has Gubiya. If she was a Yavama, and the Yavam has relations with her at that point, then he's Koyin to her, because again, it's considered Bia. If somebody else is Mizana with her, he's Chayav as she being an Ashes Ish. So the father received the Kedushin, Rashi says. Tosfos discusses a little bit later on that we're going to soon have that all the Arayas apply to her. Why would we think Ashes Ish is any different? Ashes Ish is yet another one of the Arayas. Tosfos discusses that first of all that it may mean we're going back to the Yavama, that once Yibum has been done, she's considered a full fledged Ashes Ish, which you might not have known about. You might not have realized that, but anyway.
And that means Hara, or it means
no. As usual, it means Hara. Yeah.
Hara.
Usually, unless otherwise specified, usually B it means Hara. Yeah. So you have another Mishum Ashes Ish. Yeah. When she's a nida, now a girl can become nida at any age. A newborn girl is capable of becoming nida. So if when she's nida, if someone, her husband or anybody else, whatever, has relations with her while she's nida, she is metamehim, metameh mishkan tachten ke'elyon, to the degree that the bottommost bedding becomes just as much tameh as the topmost one, namely. We learned in the past about Tumas Midras, the tumah that a zav or a zavah or a nidu or a yerledet creates when they sit or lean or whatever on something that's meant to be sat or leaned or whatever on. The din is with them. Suppose you have a nidu or a zavah or what have you lying on top of a stack of mattresses. All of them become tameh. You don't say only the top one becomes tameh and the next one lesser and then so forth. It doesn't weaken by the distance. It doesn't weaken in strength. Now, the Torah tells us when a man has relations with a woman who is nida, he becomes tameh. Sehini das olav, her tumas nida goes on him. Rashi points out not actually to the same degree. But the mattresses or whatever that a nida lies on all become an aval tumah. The mattresses that boil nida lies on become only a rishon l'tumah. But nevertheless, the same din applies that all of them become a rishon l'tumah. The same way as by her, all of them would become an aval tumah. The same way by him, all of them become a rishon l'tumah. That's the latame mishka tachten ke'oyin, that even the bottom mattress becomes just as much tumah as the top one that he's actually lying on. If she's less than three, then again, no, she may be a nida, but again, the bia is not considered a bia b'halacha. So, If this Bas Shalosh Shanim marries a Kohen, and she's able to eat Truma, and again, now, this is the key thing why we're bringing in this B'nai, because first we mentioned Bia, and now we're mentioning Nisuin, but at this point, Rashi says that we're going to assume that Nisus means that she was Nichnas L'Chuppah, that she went into the Chuppah. Again, below three, the chuppah is not a chuppah because the beer is not going to be a beer. V'imbala echem nikol arayis shabat Torah mamosin al yada. If any of the arayis in the Torah has relations with her at the age of above three, they get executed on her because of her. V'hiptura, she's potter because she's underage. V'imbala echem napsulin, and if somebody who's posel l'kohuna, somebody who posels a woman l'kohuna, mamzer, cholol, etc., has relations with her, posel min l'kohuna, then he posels her from ever marrying a kohen. So katani bia, but katani nisus. So again, we mention that she's able to be niskadish for bia. Later on, we mention nisus, which sounds like they're two different things. So that would prove that kedushe bia only makes kedushin, not nisuin. Yeah. Okay. The Gemara says no, not necessarily, because halchikama. Because no, you could say that you could say what the Mishnah is saying. E hani nisuin tekayin minu. All the Mishnah wants to tell us is that this that she's niskadish for bia. If she's marrying a Yisrael, then okay, she's married to him, that's that. Or if she's an Arusa to him or whatever. But if the Nisuin, if the Nisuin take place with a Kohen, then you should know she's able to eat Truma. Don't think, in other words, like in our Hava Amina, that Nisuin means Chuppah. maybe what the Mishnah means is if she's niskadish by a kohen, at that point both things have been accomplished, Eidrusin and Nisuin, boom, she can eat Shiroma. As opposed to, so we thought that it meant two different stages. We thought Miskadesh is the Bia, and later on, at some later point, Nisus, and then she can eat Truma. Now we're saying that no. All the Mishnah is telling us is if the Kedushin Bia took place with a Kohen, then at that point, Kedushin and Nisuin have both been done, and she's off to eating Truma.
In case with a Kohen?
Well, with a Yisrael, she wouldn't be able to eat Truma.
No, but we apply that.
In other words, the point would be that regardless of who her husband is, whether he's a Kohen or Yisrael, the Bia of Kedushin creates also Nisuin. If he's a Kohen, then that means she's able to eat Truma. If he's not a Kohen, then it means the other things that we said on Amud Aleph. It means he can Yavishin her if she dies. It means that he can be Metamet to her. Well, that's also a Kohen. Where it means that he can be made for her Nedarim on his own. Yeah. So still no proof one way or the other yet. Toshma. Come, let's bring another proof from another Braita. The Braita says, "Ukvar sholach Yochanan ben Bagbag etzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira menetzivin." Yochanan ben Bagbag sent the following message to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira in Netzivin. Netzivin is a major city in Babel. Yochanan ben Bagbag, the pashtos is probably the same Ben Bagbag that we have in Pirkei Avos. Ben Bagbag omer fachba vafachba, etc. The pashtos is the same one. The Tivin is in Babel, yeah. It's up in northern Babel nowadays. Nowadays it's probably either Iraq or Turkey. There is, I don't know. No, it seems that this is probably the famous Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder from the story about the guy who pretended to be a Yid and went to eat the Karban Pesach, where he had a mask. We learned it in Psachim, where he had a mask for the Aliyah, said it were Pashtus, it's the same one. Anyway. So, Yochanan ben Bagbag sent him the following message. I've heard about you, that you say that a Bas Yisrael who is Mekudeshes to a Kohen, who is a Rusa to a Kohen, is able to eat Truma. Sholach lo, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder sent back to him, so what, you don't say like that. I have a chazaka on you. I happen to know about you that you are experts in all the chambers, meaning in all the details of the Torah. So you should be capable of making a kavah chomer. The kavah chomer that we're going to say in a second. There's a vort, by the way, that's where Rabbi Chanan Wasserman brings a vort from Rabbi Chaim Brisker. What's the connection? Anybody who has a little seichel can make a kavah chomer. Why do you have to be baki b'chadrei Torah to make one? He says, to make a kavah chomer, that's a simple thing. To make a kavah chomer that can't easily be slugged up from someplace else in the Torah, that you need to be baki b'chadrei Torah. So anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseder says, you're doch baki b'chadrei Torah. You should be able to come up with a kavah chomer that can't be slugged up. So what, you don't know how to douse in a kavah chomer? The kavah chomer goes like this. Umash shivcha knanis she'en b'yosem achilasa b'tshuma. Madach shivcha knanis, where? Suppose a Kohen has relations with her. He didn't buy her. If he had bought her, she'd be his shifcha. She'd be able to eat truma. But if he only did beer with her, well, she's possible anyway. She's a shifcha. She's also to be with a Ben Yisrael at all. And if she ever becomes mishachrer, she's still also to marry a Kohen anyway. The Kohen himself is doing an issur by this. And in fact, for that reason, I'll tell you in a second, there are other, the Ramban and some other Rishonim learn the Gemara are a little bit differently. But for the moment, let's deal with what we have. So shifcha knanis shein bi'asem achilas v'truma. If the kohen has beer with her, that doesn't make her able to eat truma because he hasn't bought her with kesef, and kedushin are not chal with her, she being a shifcha. Yet kasva achilas v'truma, but buying her with money makes her able to eat truma. Zu, a regular wife, should be asem achilas. Should be asem achilas v'truma. That beer makes her able to eat truma. And it, that's what we're going to discuss. That's why we're bringing this in. On the face of it, Rashi says, we assume at this point that Bia oisa nisuin. We assume that what he means to say is that Bia creates nisuin, and therefore she's fully his wife. How much more so than that just if you do Kedusha Kesef, she should be able to eat Truma. So what are you telling me? You find it strange that I say that an Arusa can eat Truma based on that Kavachayma? Yes, she should be able to. But after all, what can I do? Shari Omer Chachamim Ein Arusa Bas Yisrael Lachalas V'Trum Hachit Karnas V'Chupa. Because the Chachamim said that an Arusa is not allowed to eat from a till she jumps into the Chupa, which we learned in Ksubas. We learned two different reasons for it, which the Gemara is going to go through over here, how we understand this according to both opinions. One is that we said it's a Zayda because suppose that her fiancé, her chosin, gives her a cup of wine, let's say, of Truma to drink while she's still living in her father's house, and she, forgetting that it's Truma, goes and passes it around to her brothers and sisters and parents, etc. So then they're Zorim, they'll be eating Truma.
Maybe they'll give it to her, and maybe she'll give it to them.
I don't know, it's not really tzveika. I mean, you could say it's a gzeira. Yeah. I mean, it's a gzeira. It's all one big gzeira. It's not really a tzveika.
It automatically
assumes they're going to have. Yeah. The other thing the Gemara mentions over there, which again we're going to be talking about in our Gemara soon, is the concept of simpoin. A simpoin means something that breaks up an agreement. In this case, it would be one if her orus finds that she has a mum. And decides the whole thing was a mekach tos. I wouldn't have been mekadesh her if I'd known that she has this mum. Well, then, if she ate truma, it turns out that after all, the kedushin were never kedushin. What was she, a zar, doing eating truma then? Anyway, thus far the b'raisa. By the way, Tosfos gets into a little bit of discussion over here about this about the argument from a shifcha pnanis. Tosfos says, why don't we prove the other way around from a yavama? We know a yavama who you have a woman who was married to a kohen and then he died. She's up for yib. She's a shemeres yavam for his brother. Once the brother does yibum with her, she can go back to eating truma again because she's now the wife of a kohen again. But kesef doesn't work for that. Okay, the Tosfos says it's not really a kavah chomer. We're just trying to establish that an arusa is that an arusa just as much as at least as much as a shivcha is considered pinyan taspei. So okay, by yivama kesef doesn't work, but we're not really getting into whether kesef works or not. We're just trying to establish what the parameters of when the pasuk says that pinyan taspei, that somebody who a kohen has acquired with money is able to eat truma. To what extent does that go? We're saying that it applies to a shivcha, then by rights it ought to apply to an isha as well.
Well, right,
but it's also, I mean, the fact is that during the time, while she's a Shemeres Yavam, she still can't eat Truma.
Zika doesn't create a
natural
bond. It's
right.
A real bond.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, she can't during that time, right? Anyway, then I'm banned because of the same question as Tosfos learned differently. He says, in particular, anyway, he says that what are you asking about doing beer with a shivcha? Obviously, the beer with a shivcha is also anyway, and obviously that doesn't create a kinyan in any way. So he says, even though the Braisa presented as a kavah chomer, he says we're not really trying to do a kavah chomer per se. We're really trying to do more of a mamotzinu. Just like we find that kesef works by a shivcha and beer doesn't, not just because of the issur, because bia is not shayach by a shivcha, because it's not relevant, it's not a relevant method of kinyan when it comes to a shivcha. Well, by an isha, either one is relevant, fine, but at least kesef at least should accomplish as much as it should by a shivcha, and bia presumably as well. It does sound like a kavah chomer, but that's the thing that the Ramban is saying. Even though the Gemara, we had a similar thing the other day also. That even though the Gemara is presenting it in the form of a kavah chomer, it's really more of a mamatzino. We're just trying to draw an analogy between one and the other rather than to say one is kal and one is chomer.
Because
you can't really make such a kavah chomer because you can't argue that bia ought to have made a bia is not shayach by a shivcha at all, the more so because it's also. So now hechi dami, what kind of bia are we talking about? Are we talking about bia that took place after chuppah? So there was kedushin, there was chuppah, and then there was bia. And we're talking about kesef that he gave her kedusha kesef, and later on did chuppah with her. You can't compare. Then what's the problem? In both cases, if you do kedushin, whatever kind of kedushin, any of the semi method, then chuppah, then bia after chuppah, then of course she's fully married. If you do kesef and then chuppah, she's also fully married. So what's the problem? In both cases, she is able to eat truma. So then there's no reason to object against anything.
What's the question?
Well, we're trying to figure out when did this bia take place? The el of a bia shai de chupa, the kesef shalai de chupa. So you're going to argue that maybe what we mean is that bia, you have bia that takes place instead of chupa, bia that takes place after chupa. Chuppah and Ayde Chuppah, or even the other way around. You could have Bia, and then there's Chuppah. You could have, first there was Bia, then there was Chuppah. The Kesef Shalai Ayde Chuppah. And you're going to argue that you're talking about the scenario where there was Kedusha Kesef and not yet Chuppah. Well, of course you can't compare the two. Hachatau Tiva Hachachada. In one case, you have two stages, where you had Bia and then Chuppah, then you had two stages. Of course, then she can eat Truma. When you have Kesef and no Chuppah, there was only one stage. Of course, you can't compare the two to say that if in one case she's able to eat Truma, she should be able to in the other as well. So obviously, we must be talking about that both of them are, there was Kedusha Kesef without a Chuppah afterwards, yet, and there was Kedusha Bia without a Chuppah afterwards, yet, and... So if you're going to tell me now, to get back to our original point that we're getting into this in the first place, if you're going to tell me that Kedushin Bia are different than the other two kinds of Kedushin in that they create Nisurin, Mishamachit Pshitalei Dalimilei Bia Mekesef, well, that's why Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira takes it for granted that Bia is stronger than Kesef, and therefore he says by Bia, it's obvious that it should be able to make her be able to eat Truma. When it comes to Kesef, I have to learn it from this Kavah Chomer or Mamatzinu or whatever from a Shifcha. Eli, I'm a Kedushin Oysa, but if you tell me that Bia is the same as Kesef, it only creates Kedushin anyway. Maishna Hacha the Pshitalei or Maishna Hacha the Mesapkalei. Why is it when it comes to Bia, he knows for a fact that she now is allowed to eat Truma, and when it comes to Kedushin Kesef, he has to learn it from his Kavah Chomer or Mamatzinu? The answer is Amar of Nachman. It's Chloe Mel Emelach via Ayde Chupa, the Kesef Shalei Ayde Chupa. Now, I could argue that actually what we're talking about is Bia that took place that took place followed by Chupa, and Kesef that took place not followed by Chupa. Or the Kamer, it's how you're arguing. Then what's the comparison? Hacha Tauti v'Hacha Chade. And there you have two stages, two actions that were done versus only one. Nevertheless, Kavachayma, Miyah Yisei, nevertheless, the Kavachayma can still work. V'hachi shalachlei, because what Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira is telling Yochanan and Bagbag is as follows. U'mashiv ha'knanis she'en bi'asim ha'chilas v'atrim ha'afila ayde chuppah. Think of a shiv ha'knanis, even if you do both things, even if you were to do bia and chuppah, it still doesn't make you able to teach him, because you need kesef or shtar, nothing else will do. Kasma ma'chilas v'aloy chuppah, and yet, buying her with kesef is enough to make her be able to eat truma without a chuppah. Zur should be awesome. Achilas with truma ide chuppah. So a regular wife, where once there's bia and later on there will be chuppah, she will be able to eat truma even the drabbanan. Ain't it did? She cast some achilas with truma below chuppah. How much more so then that not how much more so, but whatever. The mamatzinu from a shivcha. If by a shivcha kesef by itself is enough, then by a regular isha kesef should also be enough. I don't know. But he continues. And the reason is mishum the ula. The reason is because of ula's reason, which is the reason about that they may give her a cup of wine and she'll give it to her brothers and sisters. So
not because she was
not. So in other words, midaraisa. So that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira's point. Midaraisa, you could use this kavah chomer, and that's why he's saying I'm surprised that you Yochanan ben Bagbag that you couldn't figure out this kavah chomer yourself or mamatzinu or whatever it is. But the fact is, it's overridden by the fact that the Chachamim made a takana not to do that because Shema Yim is a good law place. Because they made the, not right.
What's the difference between Kavah Chomer and Manasseh?
For one thing, a Kavah Chomer is you find one case which is more lenient, another one which is more strict. And you're saying, if in the lenient case such a thing applies, and how much more so in the lenient case, or whatever, whichever direction you're doing the cover. But you can shrug it up by pointing out the lenient case is not so lenient, it has a different feature. The strict case is not so strict, it's missing that feature, etc. You can shrug it up like that with a pircha. Also, you have the whole concept of daya, which we talked about the other day. Tosfos mentions it again over here. That with a kavah chomer, you can say, okay, you have a kavah chomer, but you can't say that what you're learning out from the kavah chomer, the case that you're trying to derive to, should be any stronger than the case you derived from. that Tosfos mentions that over here also, that the Tosfos, which is assuming, unlike the Ramban, that we are talking about over here a true Kavachomer, that gets Tosfos into the question again, that you can still, you could use Daya on this. What are you trying to say, that you're trying to learn Kesef from Bia, but after all, Bia, by assumption, only works after Chuppah. What makes you think Kesef should work by itself? And again, Tosfos answers with a similar answer that we said the other day, where Tosfos also brought this point that Reb Tarfon holds that if Daya would break down the whole Kavachomer, then you don't apply it. And here it would break down the whole Kavachomer. Because you don't need to know that Bia followed by Chuppah makes you able to eat Truma. Of course, anything followed by any Kiddushin followed by Chuppah makes you able to eat Truma. But again, according to the Ramban, so again, you're asking what's the difference between that and Amamatsinu. Amamatsinu is just we're making an analogy from one case to another. Not one is lenient and the other is stringent or anything like that. Just we find a din in a certain case. Let's apply it by analogy to another case. So over here, we're saying if a shivcha is considered bought with kesef and you can apply to that the pasuk kinyan kaspei, then by analogy, the same thing should work with kedusha kesef for a woman.
What is Yochanan ben Baz accomplished by sending this stuff? In many cases, with the comment on that you can't eat.
Well, actually, no. That's the thing. He started by saying, you're saying an arusa bas Yisrael is able to eat truma. So what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is basically responding to him is, yes, I hold that midaraisa she is able to, based on this kavachomer or mamatzinu. However, practically speaking, you're right, she can't, but not you, Yochanan ben Bagbag, are thinking that it's midaraisa that she's not able to eat. No, it's only d'rabbanan, because of all those reasons. So ben Bagbag, what would ben Bagbag answer to that? He would say the difference is Gabi Shivcha Knanis was Shir B'Kinyana. Because by a Shivcha Knanis, there's no further Kinyan left to do. Once you pay money, then that's it. The whole Kinyan has been accomplished. Hacha Shir B'Kinyana. Whereas over here, even though there's been Bia, there still needs to be Chuppah. Again, like we learned on Amar Aleph, if we say that Bia does not create Nisuin, which is where we're up to right now, then it means you still need Chuppah, you still need Nisuin. Yeah. Ravina Omar. Ravina says, no, actually you can't necessarily prove from this whole discussion whether Bia, as one of the three methods of Kiddushin, whether Bia as Kiddushin also creates Nisuin or not. You could argue that, again, you could argue, like we were saying, that there's a difference between Midaraisa and the Rambanan over here. Midaraisa, Mifshet Pshitalei D'Achla. Midaraisa, it's not like, up until now we were assuming that Yochanan ben Bagbag thought that when we say Narusa is also teach Truma, that's Midaraisa, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira corrects him and says, actually, it's only Midrabanan. Now Ravina is learning differently. That Yochanan ben Bagbag knew full well that Midaraisa, she is able to, Midaraisa, Mifshit Pshitalei D'Achla, he knew full well that Daraisa and Narusa is able to teach Truma. He didn't need Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira to tell him that. Well, Midrabanan who to Shalachle, he's just asking him, what about those things that are banan? He's saying, I heard that you say she's mutati, implying even in Rabbanan, what about the Takana de Rabbanan? Bahachi Shalachle, so in other words, what he's sending is like this. Shamaiti Allah Hashata Omar Arusa Bas Yisrael Lachelus Betshuma, Veloi Chayshis L'Simpoin. It sounds like you're saying that she's even able to, that she's able to eat Truma. We're not worried about Simpoin. We're not worried that he may find that she has a moon and be Mavato with Kedushin, and then it turns out that retroactively she ate Truma when she wasn't supposed to. Shalachlay, so now he sends back to him, Bati Yata Mekane. Why? You disagree with that. Mukzakni Bukhashata Bokhi Bukhadra Tura, Ludish Bukhabachima Yata Yadea. Don't you know how to make a Kabachima? Now according to Ravina's understanding, we're gonna learn this discussion, we're gonna learn this Braisa differently. He goes like this, so Mashifa Knanis chain biasama chilos vitruma, Madacha Shifa Knanis where Bia does not make her able to eat Truma, again, it's not a valid method of Kinyan. Nevertheless, Kesef, paying Kesef for her makes her able to eat Truma, v'loi chashinim v'simpon, meaning that we're not worried about a simpon, we're not worried that he may find a mum in her which he doesn't want her as a shivcha anymore, and then it turns out she ate Truma illegally. Zush b'yosam achilos b'truma, when it comes to a regular isha, where Bia makes her able to eat Truma, And we're obviously not worried about Simpa. And Rashi says, because we talked about Mesubas, a concept that a person is not going to have relations with a woman unless he thoroughly checks her out and see and finds that he doesn't have any woman, or if he knows, or if she has any woman that he accepted them. And he's not going to be Mevatel the Kedushin on that basis.
If he accepts the moon, it's not...
Then it's fine. We learned in Ksubas that there are various women that make it that he's able to claim it was Mekach Toros. However, if he knew about them ahead of time, then he can't claim. How much more so Kesef should be able to make her able to eat Truma without having to worry about Simpon? As Tosfos discusses, on the face of it, the obvious question is that Kedusha Bia, he did Bia with her, that's Ein on a Meshoyis of a Kos. How do you compare from that to Kedusha Kesef? So Tosfos says because eventually he's going to be doing Bia with her, he's not going to do Kedusha Kesef and eventually lead to Chuppah and Bia unless he checks things out.
But if he did it for Kedusha Bia, then... If he did it for Kedusha Bia,
that's what we're saying, that we can have a chazaka that he's not going to undo the Kedusha afterwards, because before he did the Bia, he will have checked to make sure she has no more. What about Kedusha Kesef? How do you compare from that to Kedusha Kesef? Okay, later on, when he does Chuppah and he does Bia with her, he's going to check that. We shouldn't have to be worried in advance that there's going to be a sin point.
No,
that's what the Gemara is going to ask in a minute. What kind of simpon is there about Avim? Wait. Abel, he continues. What kind of moment? We're going to talk about in a minute. Hold on. Abel, ma'aseh, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh continues. After all, what can I do? The fact is, never mind simpon, fine, we don't have to worry about the simpon idea, but there's Ula's issue about that he may give her a cup of wine and she'll give it to her brothers and sisters. So you're right, I agree that midrabanan, she's not allowed to eat truma, but you were thinking the reason is mishum simpon. I'm explaining to you based on that tavachon, there's no reason to worry about simpon. Just like you don't worry about simpon when it comes to a shivcha, so also you shouldn't have to worry when it comes
to
kedusha.
Because
ain't on him shoyts of a kos, so the person doesn't so to speak drink out of a cup, meaning have beer with a woman unless he checks it out and knows that she doesn't have mumim or that she had mumim and he accepts it.
As opposed to kesef.
Okay. So the question is, Uben Bagbag simpon ba'avodim lasslay. Uben Bagbag, what would Ben Bagbag answer to that? He would say, simpon ba'avodim lasslay. He would say, you know what? It's true. The difference is, when it comes to an eved, there's no such thing as a simpon anyway. When it comes to kedushin, there can conceivably be a simpon. You find a mum and you move off of the kedushin. When it comes to an eved, there's no simpon that could validly break up the sale. Therefore, once you buy a shivcha with kesef, there's no possibility that afterwards you're going to say, you know what, it was a mechach toros. Why? E mum into a galuhu, because if it's a visible mum, hakachazile, then he can see it before he buys her. If it's a hidden mum, my nafkalemina, what does he care? The malacha kabbalah. He just needs her for work. He's not gonna be having relations with her.
Or you just don't ever leave her. He just
wants her for work. So he doesn't care whether she has womanship sacer. We're talking about again. So there are mafarshim. We'll talk about what if, for example, it could be let's say she's crazy or nichba or something. Okay, one answer is that in those cases, kolay. So in those cases, it becomes well known. He'll have known before we have a border. Yeah.
She's got a border on her face, but yeah.
Wood on her face is fine. You don't want to have an unattractive shivcha serving you, but fine. That's silver kibble. You knew about it in advance. You could see it visibly. As opposed to, if she has a wart on some area of her body, who cares? What are you talking about? And nimsa ganavay kuvyustus, and the din is, we learned about this in Ksubas, if you find that the eved is a ganav, or you find he's a kuvyustus, Rashi says kuvyustus means a kidnapper, Tosfos says it means a gambler, he gives. You received him. Meaning, in other words, no. We can assume your average Eved is of low morals. Your average Eved may be a Ganev. Your average Eved may be a Kuvyustus. Okay, you got to expect when you buy an Eved or a Shivcha that they're going to come with such social problems. My Amit, so what are you going to argue? What possibility is there to say that there's a Mum that you might think to cancel a Simpon that you might think might be able to cancel the sale? List in the Zuyan and Nichtel Malchus, you're going to argue the case where you buy an Eved or a Shivcha and you find they're an armed robber? or you find that they're written down by the government, meaning there was a Muchtam Melech Rashi says, Muchtam Malchus Rashi says it means that he's guilty of capital crime, he's liable to the death penalty by the government. The Rambam says it means that he's enrolled in government service, that at any time the government may take him. Those kinds of things, there's a call. You're going to know in advance. You're going to know in advance that there was. So therefore, that's what Van Bagbag is saying. There's no simpon that could reasonably. Exactly. Either you knew about it or it doesn't matter anyway. So therefore, you can't argue from that to the case of an issue where a simpon is possible. So Gemara finishes off. The bottom line is, according to both Yochanan Van Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseda, an arusa can't eat truma. My benai. What's the actual practical machlokes between them? The answer is ikka benai kibel mosav holach. There is a difference between them in the following cases: kibel, where the person accepted the mumin on himself. He knows that she has mumin, but he says, "Fine, I'm willing to marry her despite that." No possibility of simpon. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseda's reason of simpon wouldn't apply. The problem of ula's din about giving the drink to her sisters and brothers, that would still apply. Or masa v'halach, or if the father gave her over to the shluchei abal to take her to the husband's house, or halach, where the shluchim went along with the, where the shluchei ab went along with the shluchei abal, then it's the other way around. There is a real possibility of simpan. Before she gets to her chassan, he may find out that she has a mum, but there's no possibility of giving to her brothers and sisters because she's out of the house already. So in those cases, you would have a difference between what the reason is why she can't eat truma. But in the regular case, enough.